Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for?
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are live in the studios here in Marshfield. We are talking all about health and wellness, and my guest is an expert in many different things: meditation, spirituality, surrendering, which I need to learn how to do, breathing, and stillness. And she is the author of Bliss Behind the Mask. She is also a personal life coach. Deborah O'Brien has been a guest a few times and is such a great friend. I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. It's always fun to be with you.
And your microphone is not in front of you. There we go. You are such a great guest. You're so open and easy to talk to, and you're so approachable, I have to say. You look so regal.
Oh, thank you.
In your photos and in person, but you're so approachable and understanding, which I love about you. Now, I want to start off the show by talking that about you have made a move from Falmouth to Plymouth. How do you feel?
I just love it.
I know.
It's so exciting.
I know. And so this is like a whole new chapter for you,
yes,
you feel, right?
Like a new beginning.
Mm. And there was a reason, you said, for you to be in Plymouth.
Well, I don't know what the reason was, but I feel I was divinely driven here.
Yeah, everything
happened so fast.
I know. I can share because we talked about this. You were at my house one day because we've become friends since you've been on the show a couple times, and I said, "Oh, you know, why don't you move to the market? Why don't you move to the Pine Hills, which is right across the street from where I live?"
Yeah.
And you were like, "Oh, my husband, he won't want to go over the bridge," because you've been living in Falmouth a really long time.
Yes.
And so you assumed he wouldn't want to go over the bridge. So when you left my house that day, you kind of took a little drive over there.
I did. I took a little drive in.
And you were like, oh my God. So all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I think you called me up and you said, "Hi, neighbor." That is hilarious.
Oh, I know. And the funny thing is, it's a much shorter drive for my husband to get to work from Plymouth to Hyannis
than it was from
Falmouth to Hyannis.
I know. I hear a lot about how that is like a really odd, between all the traffic and the different roads and stuff. So I don't live on Cape, so I'm not familiar with that.
Right.
But anyway, you've had many stages of your business.
Yes.
And being a businesswoman. And really, you've built upon everything over the years, and you have such a solid foundation of how you can help people.
Oh, thank you.
So you started out with your organizing.
Yes.
And you did that for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I started that in 91.
Mm. And then your business shifted into interior design.
Yes.
Because people saw how great of a job you did with your own life and your friends and so forth. And people started hiring you for that. And then was it around 2009 when the economy kind of took a dive?
Yes. It started to my business started to slow up in 2008. And, gradually from then on, it was really
So as it started to slow, you started to become more mindful of your spirituality.
Yes.
So then you just sort of went along with the shift and went down the road that you did.
I did.
And teaching meditation.
Uh-huh.
And all of that. And now, last year, I can't believe your book was only a year ago you launched it.
Yes.
So was it June?
Yes, it came out at the end of June.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been promoting Bliss Behind the Mask for this whole year.
Yes.
And I love that over this past year, you've discovered what you're truly wanting to do is coach and help other people.
Yes.
So it's not really about selling the book.
No. I wrote the book, I didn't realize what a vehicle it would become.
Mm.
And where it has taken me, it's just amazing. Because I always had such a fear of speaking. And you wouldn't think so right now, but...
You're so like, elegant when you speak in public.
Oh, thank you.
I learn from you every time I see you.
Thank you. But the book taught me so much about myself. And when I look back on my life and see how I got out of the messes and jams that I did, it blows my mind away. And, you know, then in the end, when I was dying and I went through that transformational process, I realize that I want to help all the other people out there suffering just like I was, you know, mm-hmm. and living in that darkness and despair.
Yeah.
And
listening to those ugly voices in your head.
Oh, those voices, mm-hmm. you know, they just make you feel so bad all the time, and you lose all your self-esteem, and you just feel worthless and embarrassed to be alive even.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I'm going now, is to help people in those situations, whether it be addiction or if they're struggling with low self-esteem. Mm. And, you know, I have an idea that maybe there's a lot of young girls out there. I don't know if any are listening.
Mm-hmm.
But young girls today are not feeling good about themselves. And it's something has to be done because they're going to grow up and have problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're really looking to support and help people that are men or women.
Yes.
And it's a coaching process.
Yes.
It's a weekly coaching process. And even women as young as, there are women listening that have teenage daughters or uh-huh. even preteen that are looking for some kind of support. And it's really, it's the low self-esteem.
Yes.
But it's also the people that are suffering from any kind of addiction.
Right.
Because the book is your story about
yeah.
your own struggle with addiction.
Right.
So any addiction.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Food, alcohol, drug.
Shopping.
Shopping addictions.
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Even though you love shopping.
Uh-huh. You have to be careful.
So you can help anybody. Now, you do have a book signing coming up.
I do.
Which you are going to be at the market.
Yes.
In the Pine Hills mm-hmm. on September 17th.
Yes.
And so you're going to do a book signing then. How much are the books?
$10.
Okay. So, yeah. And it's such a small amount of money to hear your story. It took me a day to read your book.
Oh, it's such an easy read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting how raw the book is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You really, you don't hold anything back.
No.
Yeah, you really share the build of from, you know, when you were born.
Right.
Until being in the hospital dying.
Right.
You share everything in between. And I read it in a day.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was, you know.
And most people tell me that. They say they devoured the book.
Yes, because yeah. you don't want to put it down.
No.
I want to know what happens
what
to
happened
Deborah
next.
Even though it was 25 years ago or whatever. I want to know what happens to Deborah. All right. Now, your book signing is on the 17th and
yes.
11 to 1 at the market. Now, there's something else happening that day, isn't there?
Yes. It's Etsy is going to be at the Pine Hills.
Oh.
And I think that's from 11 to 4.
Yeah, okay.
And that's always a fun time.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's that whole art on the green kind of thing that they do at the Pine Hills. And it's I'm hoping it'll be a beautiful day for you.
Oh, I hope
You'll have a rain date.
Yes.
So the next day.
Yes, it'll be Sunday, if not.
Yeah, a rain day for the next day.
Yeah.
And now, really, let's, you know, go into how you are, you're not really rebranding. You have always been about... sharing with other people how they can find their own bliss.
Yes.
And that's really what your message is.
It is.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's possible. It's not too late, right?
No, and that's the message. It's never too late.
Yeah.
You know, you always have a chance to start over again.
Although, no matter how old you are.
Right. No matter what. And, you know, when you get so far gone and things get way out of control, you'll always think there's no way back. Mm-hmm. But there is. And all you have to do is choose to come back.
Yeah.
But some people just feel like it's too far gone, you know? And those are the people I want to reach out to and give them hope.
They don't know how to make, they don't know what steps to take.
Right.
They don't know what to do first.
Yes.
To make a change.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying to make a change. I would love to drop 30 pounds.
Yeah.
But I'm finding it a little difficult.
Well, you know,
to shift my old habits.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And it gets harder and harder the older you get.
I know.
Because the habits get more and more.
And the metabolism
strong.
Is slowing down.
Right.
And I'm taking like a metabolism pill just to get my metabolism going.
Oh.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. It's a metabolic boost or what have you.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the same and it's not easy, but you still have to keep trying every single day.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've come up with this really it's a very simple coaching method, and I developed 10 stages of, they're 10 tools.
Mm.
So each week we talk about a different subject, and those 10 tools really are the secret to transformation.
Okay.
And it's possible for anyone.
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 Okay. All right. Well, stay right there.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back. My guest is Deborah O'Brien, and you can find her at DeborahO'BrienBliss.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Thank you.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a fantastic song.
I love it.
And it really is about saying, you know, when they say it's over, you know,
right.
It's about saying goodbye to an old lifestyle.
Yeah.
Is really what I, you know, it's all metaphorical music.
Yeah. Right.
But, you have to say goodbye to an old lifestyle. You can't eat the same way that you used to. You can't do the same things that you've always done, whatever they are.
Right.
If you want to make a change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's up to you. You make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have courage, you can do it.
Now, some people are afraid to, you know, if they have a problem with a drug or alcohol, they're afraid to go to AA. Maybe
right.
They're afraid to take that step. You went to AA, right?
When I first... got out of, I went to treatment after I left the hospital.
Mm.
I went into a treatment center for almost a month.
Yeah.
And then I went to AA every day for 90 days. I went to a meeting. And I learned
every
a lot.
Every day you found a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I found some wonderful things in those halls and met some great people. And, through all that, I think it helped me so much. But what really helped me with my addiction was when I was actually dying and lying on that bed, I went through an amazing...
Like an epiphany.
Epiphany.
Yeah.
But what I felt was, at first, I had this feeling like I should pray, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I just kept thinking, thy will be done. And that just kept going over and over again in my head. And later on, I realized those words were a form of surrender.
Mm.
And then I realized, you know, that's the first step to any kind of addiction is to completely surrender. You know, admit you have a problem and accept that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't resist it and worry about it. Say, you know what? I've got a big problem here today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, if you can surrender and give that over and just let it go, let go of all the resistance, you're on your way.
Yeah.
I think the first step is surrender and acceptance.
Yeah, and I think the surrendering, for me, I am at the new stage in my life.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to call it metamorphosis.
Uh-huh.
And really, you know, I've gained 30 pounds over the past 5 years. And so I don't feel like I have an addiction to food, but I'm still struggling with this surrender word. Like, I want to talk about the victim thing that you taught me.
Uh-huh.
Because I've known you for almost a year now. And we had a conversation one time about, you know, you said, Nicole, when you're blaming and complaining, you are in victim mode.
Oh, that's right.
And I love that you've opened my eyes to that, because every now and then when I'm blaming and complaining, I'm like, oh, there I go again, Steve. I'm a victim. I'm in victim mode. And we joke about it. But really, it's awareness. But I'm not surrendering to this stage of my life.
No.
Yeah, I'm not, right? I'm resisting it.
You're resisting it. And what you resist will persist.
Yes, I believe that, too.
I say that all the time.
I believe that. But
it's so true.
But I don't know how to surrender. I don't know if I know how.
Well, surrender is simple. It's just letting
go. It's not giving up.
No, you know what it is? It's just letting go and letting God. So I say, you know what surrender is to me? It's not giving up, but it's joining forces with the power of the universe. And when you've joined forces with the power of the universe, you can't lose, because that power is inside of you.
Mm.
And there's so much power in you. All you have to do is go inside, go within, and you'll find it.
And ask for help.
Ask for help. So, I remember it was about a week before I OD'd on pills and alcohol. One day, I was walking up to the package store, and I fell.
Mm.
And while I was down on my knees, crawling in the dirt.
Still to get there.
Just crawling along on my hands and knees, and I couldn't get up. I didn't have the strength to get up. But I looked up, and I said, Jesus, help me.
Mm.
And I didn't know when I yelled out like that that I was asking for help with my addiction. I thought I was asking for help to get up.
To go to the store.
To get to the package store.
All right.
But he heard me.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break on that note. My guest is Deborah O'Brien. You can go to DeborahO'BrienBliss.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Wow.
That last verse honestly sums up my whole experience.
Yeah.
That was amazing how you pulled that.
I've been listening to this song nonstop. It's So Alive by Goo Goo Dolls. It gives me the entire vibrations every time I hear it. We're playing it nonstop in my house.
Well, that's just what happened to me while I was lying here there dying. You know, my heart was opened up like a shotgun.
Yeah.
And I was blinded by the light.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That
it's
is
all
amazing.
And
he
then,
is an amazing
and then he says,
lyrical writer.
Gotta get up, and get something done.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lie there and die. You gotta get up. I have something for you to do.
We are alive.
We're so alive.
Yes. Yeah. We are. Okay.
We wanna feel alive, you know?
So you never can fill that hole.
No, there's nothing.
I can't tell you how many times that I'll eat something and 2 hours later I feel like I'm starving.
Yeah. Because what you ate wasn't what you were hungry for.
Yeah. Empty calories, bagel. Yeah. I don't even hardly eat bagels.
Well, a lot
I'm trying to do the shake thing for breakfast.
Right. And you know what? We just try to fill ourselves up any way we can because we don't know how to fill ourselves. And that's what I like to coach people on, how to find that bliss that is within us. Mm. It's within each and every one of us.
I know.
And when you find that, your life gets balanced. Mm-hmm. And you can eat in moderation. Mm-hmm. You know, you won't have those issues.
Well, I do a lot of things wrong. I will eat a tomato over the sink, and I will eat while driving and stupid things like that,
yeah.
Which I got to stop these old habits. But
well,
really,
I do have a big rule, and that is with eating. You shouldn't eat anything unless you're sitting down at the table.
Yeah.
No eating standing at the fridge. No eating in the car. No no walking
Cause
around.
Because it's mindless.
It's mindless,
And I usually don't like to should on people.
Right.
But, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. But really, we need to be more mindful of everything that we're doing. And then maybe we won't be in the spot that we're in with the 30 pounds overweight or what have you.
Because when you're just eating so fast and not paying attention to what you're doing, you keep going past being full and you keep eating even when you're full.
Yeah.
So when you eat mindfully, you know when you're full and you're satisfied.
That's right.
Yeah.
So really getting back to the ideal client for you, the ideal person that you're looking to help is somebody that is possibly struggling or suffering from an addiction or even more than one, somebody that wants you to keep it confidential.
Right.
Right. You're not judgmental.
No.
They need to be open to life coaching. They need to be a coachable person.
Yes.
And they need to devote 1 hour a week to you. And you can, you know, craft 10 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever the person can afford in their budget.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
So very those flexible.
Are, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and really they don't have to believe in themselves.
No, they will in the end. That's the whole thing is to find yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody with low self-esteem realizes that they need help. Again, may not want to step foot into an AA if they have a drug or alcohol. Maybe they don't have that and they have an eating problem or shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that it's gotten out of control.
Right. Or someone that doesn't even have a problem yet.
Oh.
But they have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
They never feel good enough.
Yeah.
They look in the mirror and they find fault with themselves.
Yeah. Hopeless.
Yeah. People that are hopeless and helpless.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
Not knowing who they are.
So unloved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also somebody that wants to make a shift. Because you have to want to change.
Yes.
So if you're going to hire a coach to help you make a transformation, this is what it is. It's transforming you into the real you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But they have to want that.
They do.
Yeah.
You know,
they can't. You can lead a horse to water, right?
Right.
The old saying?
But you really have to want to.
And they want maybe a more balanced life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe somebody that, you know, wants that support. How do you give support on a spiritual level?
Well, just following these 10 stages of my transformational program bring you to a spirituality.
They don't have to believe in God?
No, they could believe in a higher power. They can believe in themselves.
Yeah.
You know, but it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But
everyone I feel like you're
can
not,
believe in something.
Yeah. I feel like you're not, you don't push your religion on other. It's not about you pushing your religion because I don't feel like you do that.
No. My gift is helping women or men find and discover who they really are. And when you discover yourself, you develop a spirituality in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't help it. When you find you find that part of you that's so special.
Yeah.
That light that's inside of you mm-hmm. is the same light that's in the stars in the sky. Mm. You know, we're all supposed to shine bright.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people are going around in darkness mm-hmm. and their light is just dull and dark.
And they also possibly are open to learning meditation.
Yes. If anyone is willing to learn how to meditation is just such an amazing tool to help you with anything in your life. You know, it's just, it makes, it only takes 10 minutes.
Well, I want to talk to you more about that offline because I was doing the meditation thing and the vibrations were so coming on so fast and strong. I got a little freaked out.
Why?
I was like, this is a little too much.
You are raising your vibrations. That's fabulous.
I know, but I got a little scared.
Well, you know, when you raise your vibrations, it helps you improve everything in your life.
I know.
Your relationships are better.
I know.
And
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. I want to do one of your meditation things. All right. Well, we got to go to a break.
Okay.
We only have one last segment. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm Nicole Perry. My guest is Deborah O'Brien. You can go to DeborahO'BrienBliss.com. And you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way.
And you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And what a great song.
Oh.
I was in the movie with my kids watching the movie with my daughter for her birthday over the summer.
Oh.
And at the end of the movie, when they run the credits, they were playing this song.
Oh, yeah.
And I was frantically, trying to Shazam it on my phone.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. It's
such
great
a
song.
I love Bill Withers. And you know what? It's when you wake up and it bears heavy on your mind that, you know, for me, it's this 30 stupid pounds that I have progressively gained over the last 5 years that is weighing on my mind.
But you know, when you wake up in the morning, right away, you could just say, thank God
that I'm here.
That I'm here.
I know.
And today's going to be a lovely day.
Exactly.
Because you know what you think will really happen.
I know.
But if you wake up and go, oh, I got these 30 pounds to lose. Ugh.
I know.
You know, it just, nothing goes right when you wake up with that attitude.
So acceptance is
and
surrendering.
Gratitude.
But is acceptance surrendering?
Yes. Acceptance is accepting the fact.
Okay.
And not resisting it. And when you can ask yourself, when you're honest with yourself,
yeah.
Are you ready to give up the inner conflict?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that voice go away? You know, do you want that voice that's nagging at you all the time to stop?
Yeah. The monkey on your back,
yeah.
Right?
Well, it can happen. It really can.
Mm-hmm.
Because that inner conflict is making you sick.
Mm.
And you know what's sad is it could bring on some disease.
Yeah, I know
you
that.
Know?
I
disease
know.
Is dis-ease.
I know. We had a conversation
yep.
the other day and you were like, you know, do you want diabetes? Do you want to walk with a cane?
Right.
And I'm like, no, I want to walk with 4-inch high heels.
That's
and so I know that what I want, I have to make a shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what you just say to yourself in the morning? I can acquire whatever I desire.
Oh, I love that. I can acquire whatever I desire. Oh, that is so cute. Okay. All right. So now we want to mention again that you've got the book signing coming up.
Yes.
It's September 17th, Saturday.
Right.
And you'll have a rain date Sunday, September 18th. And it's at the market from 11 to 1. And you'll be sitting outside.
Yeah.
At the cute little tables.
Yeah, they have little tables there with umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love for people to drop by, and I'll sign a book, and
and
it'd be great to see everyone.
You're very approachable, and you're so delightful.
Well, thank you.
I can't believe I have not even known you for a year. I feel like it doesn't seem possible.
I know. I feel the same way, Nicole. It feels like I've known you forever.
I know. Now, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
We do have about 3 or 4 more minutes. Is there anything else you want to share about the ideal client that you're looking to support and help?
Yes. You know, my ideal client would be someone that suffers the way I did myself, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the reason I went through all that I went through
mm-hmm.
was for someday, like today,
mm-hmm.
to be able to help people like me.
Yeah.
And I know I would never ask for help. I would never surrender, you know, and it took, it took dying for it to happen.
Yeah.
So I'd like to help anyone that feels that desperation and hopelessness to read my book and get inspired just from my story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you need some coaching, I'd be glad to help.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
you can help with meditation. You can help with just general life coaching and helping people gain more of a balance.
Yes.
In their life.
Yeah.
If they feel like, you know, it's out of control.
Right.
Mm.
And you know, when you feel that, you know it, when you get to that point where it's out of control.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
I know.
And you just can't think of ever getting better because you think it's just gone too far.
Yeah.
But it's never too late.
It's never too
no,
late.
No, it's
no,
never
no
too
age.
Late.
No age is ever too late.
No. You know, my alcoholism was a terrible thing, but before it was alcohol, it was food. You know, if I made a pie, I'd have to eat the whole thing. Or if I bought ice cream, I'd have to eat the half gallon. I could never, ever just have one bite or one drink. You know, I was
yeah.
like such, nothing was ever enough for me.
Yeah.
But what all the addiction did teach me
mm-hmm.
was that the first thing it taught me was that anything's possible.
Mm.
And the most important thing it taught me was that it's never too late.
Yeah. You've almost had like a second life.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was like two different lives.
Yeah.
And when I left that hospital, I walked out like a different person. And people that know me now can't believe that I was ever that person.
Mm.
But the people that know me then
mm-hmm.
They could tell you some stories.
Yeah. Well, and you know what I want to share is that it just occurred to me that you don't have to wait until you have a dramatic, huge problem,
right?
Or almost near death experience. Yeah. You don't have to wait for that, because that does not happen to everybody,
right?
The majority of people walking around the planet struggle. And they struggle their whole lives.
Yeah, and you know what? They're struggling from things they heard before they were even 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Because those things that children hear, that mm-hmm. they really shouldn't hear. Parents speak in front, parents that adore their children and love their children, mm-hmm. say things about them when they're right there as if they can't hear them.
Yeah.
And those are the things that eat away at your self-respect
and
your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And so for any young parents out there, I always tell them, be careful
of how
you speak in front of your children.
Yeah.
Because they can hear you.
So on that note, we have to continue to be mindful.
Yes.
Right? Mindful of everything that
we're
doing.
Everything we say.
I love you so much, Deborah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me
here.
We
are out of time. Great. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.